Thanks for calling customer support. Just curious if I may help you.
Oh, thank you. Hi. Are you a service, right? You're not, you're like an answering service kind of person? Is that right?
I think yes, ma'am, for like different campaigns and products and stuff like that.
Oh, got it. Okay. So I think I might have spoken with somebody named Lucy who I called about a charge to my card that I don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted my card information to try and figure out who was charging me. And so I guess the fraud prevention alerted me. I guess I should call them back because I don't feel comfortable giving out my card information if I don't know who it is.
So you said that someone had asked for your card information in order to pull up an account?
Yeah. In order to verify who it was that charged my card. So I didn't feel comfortable. Yeah, I didn't feel comfortable giving out that information to somebody I don't recognize. So
okay,
that's weird.
You said the bank did what?
Yeah. Oh, and so the fraud prevention people told me to call them back, and they would help me figure it out if I dispute it. So they said that they would take it from there. I guess maybe they can figure it out for me because there were two charges from people I don't recognize. And
mm-hmm.
It seems I get an answering service from both people. I don't the person who charged me. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can see if we have an account. Can I have that zip code?
Oh, sure. It's 94086. Thank you.
You said 9408. What else?
Six. 94086. Yes.
Okay. And
thank
that
you.
First and last. You're welcome. And what was that first and last
name?
Oh, okay, wait.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Good morning.
You can go first.
Okay,
you
thank
first.
You. I was just wondering what your name was, ma'am, please.
My name is Rakiria. I can spell that for you.
Thank you.
That's
R-A-K-I-R-I-A. R-I-A. It's very unique.
Thank you.
Okay.
I get that a lot. Okay.
Your mom had good taste.
Right. Okay, so, and what's that first and last name?
Thank you. So my name is Diana, D-I-A-N-A, and my last name is Scuteri. It's S like in Sam, C-U-T like in Tom, E-R-I.
Okay.
Thank you for helping me.
Yes, ma'am. You are so very welcome.
You're so sweet.
You are too. We get a lot of crazy calls every day. So when I talk to someone sweet, I just be like, they are.
So oh, nice. You know what? You're just doing your job. People take things out on the wrong people.
Right. That's what I'd be like, I'm just telling you what you ordered. And they'd be like, no,
right,
no, no.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay, I'm not the one that bills you.
No, you're a little guy. You shouldn't be, they shouldn't be, you know, venting on you. You
right.
Just put food on your table.
Exactly. Okay. Okay, so I didn't have anything pop up for the name. Do you, by chance, do you know at all, like, what the product could be? Do you have, like, a name on your bank statement? Like, the name of the product or something that was?
Well, it just said, the bank told me it's, the name of the place is called Confidence S, like in Sam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not sure. Cause people will start like a trial or something, and we like cancel the account and things like that. So could you have possibly ordered something and paid shipping and handling for it?
I order things from Amazon and from Etsy, you know, online. But, yeah, I don't recall anything.
Okay.
I know that if you don't cancel, they keep charging you. That's
yes.
I'm trying to figure out what this is, because whatever it is, I need to cancel.
Gotcha.
That's what it is.
Gotcha. Okay. So, so I didn't have anything to pop up for the zip code. We're going to try the phone number here that you called on. And then I'm going to try to type in your first and last name, but I'm going to try the phone number first.
Okay, honey. Thank you. You ready?
Yes. Oh, well, I have it on here because when you guys call, it's a live call, so the number is already up here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yes, and then we'll try my husband's number. Thank you, honey.
Okay. Okay. Yes, nothing for the number. Okay, so you can spell your first and last name for me. We're going to type that in.
All right, sweetie. Thank you. So yes, my first name is Diana. D-I-A-N-A, Diana.
Mm-hmm.
My last name is Scuteri. It's S like in Sam, mm-hmm. C-U, T like in Tom, E-R-I. Boy, you're good. You're quick.
You said T-E-R-I?
Yes, S like in Sam, C-U-T-E-R-I. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. You are so very welcome. Now let me copy and paste it over here.
Well, you know more than I do. I don't know how to do any of that. My little 5-year-old grandson's going to have to show me stuff on the computer. I don't get it.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So, yes. Okay. So, it's not anything popping up for your name either. So,
can you try my husband's phone number?
Yes, we can try to type that in.
Thank you, honey.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes he orders stuff on my card or whatever.
Okay.
So his phone number is area code 310.
Mm-hmm. It's breaking up, so I only got 313.
Okay. I'm going to the door. Okay. So it's 31. Can you hear me now, honey?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it's 310 area code 916-3576.
You said 3516?
No, 913576.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Does he have the same last name as you? Correct?
No, his last name is Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R.
W-H-E-L-E-R?
Two E's. H-E-E-L-E-R.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Do you know anyone by Pam Wheeler, Sylvia Wheeler, or Matthew Wheeler? Did you get that?
Yes. My husband is Matthew Wheeler.
Okay. So I do have a Matthew Wheeler here.
Okay. And so the phone number pulled up his name?
Well, the phone number didn't pull up his name. I typed in Wheeler, and then, like, four of them popped up. So that's why I just went through the names.
I see. Okay, well, we're getting closer, maybe.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, so the charge was 64, maybe you can see it now. It's $64.99. And it was charged.
Your phone is breaking up. Your phone breaking up again.
Oh, sorry. I'm going outside. There.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Sweetie. I can.
Okay, honey. So, the bank said that the first charge was on April 13th, and they tried charging $64.99, and then the next charge was on the 29th, which was like yesterday, for $64.99.
Yes, okay, so I do see here your name is in the billing info, but it's not on the actual account name. The account name is Matthew Wheeler. Okay, so here the product is the NutriSlim, that's the keto and the cleanser, which reduces appetite, increases metabolism, and it also get rid of body of toxins. Okay.
Yeah, he told me. Right. Okay, now I recognize it. But he told me that didn't work, so I need to take the charge off my card. We don't want this product anymore.
Okay, I can get that account canceled. And you weren't billed for it either, because I guess your bank had declined it.
Okay.
But, yes, but they both were actually declined, so nothing went through for those.
Yay. Okay, you are the bearer of good news. Thank you,
ma'am.
Sweetie.
You're welcome, but I can go ahead and get that account canceled, so therefore they won't try to keep billing it. So give me 1 second. I'm going to notate your account, and I'm going to get it canceled out, okay?
Okay, will I get a confirmation number or anything like that?
Yes, ma'am. I get you a cancellation number.
All right, sweetie. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay.